Today's daf is Arachin Daf Tezvav. Arachin Tezvav, and we are on Yud Dalad Amud Beis. And we will start with the Mishnah again. Bishar Hamuad. So we are in the parak of Yesh Ba'arachin, which we started last time on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yesh Ba'arachin. And that is there is a range by various halachos, a range of minimum and maximum, and also lahakel and lahachmir. Minimum and maximum was the last parak, and this parak is about lahakel and lahachmir by different areas of halacha. It's different areas that have a somewhat arbitrary objective halachos. And it doesn't matter the exact situation, this is the halacha. So by Shara Muad, Shehemis Aso Eved, Lahaka Lahachmir, the Torah tells us if somebody Shara Muad kills an Eved, then they have to pay a specific amount, they have to pay Shloshim Shekel, so it doesn't matter what type of Eved is under discussion. Ketzad, Echad Shehemis Aso Hanoe Sheba Avadim, Vesakar Sheba Avadim, doesn't matter if somebody kills, if the Shara kills a amazing Noe, somebody who people would want to spend a lot of money on to have them as their Eved, or it's a Kar Shabavadim, no seen Shloshim Sela. We have to pay 30 Sela, that's the Knas that is stated by the Torah. Hamas Ben Chorin, no sin Shavyo. But if a Shor kills a Ben Chorin, not an Eved, so then that's a regular case of Kofer, as the Torah tells us in Shmos Perach Hafalef, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, in Kofer Yushas Alav, and that's Nasam Pidyonasha, that it depends on the people involved, so that's Shavyo. Chaval Bazeo Bazeo, no sin Nezek Shalim. If he wounds, he does not kill, but he wounds, so then he has to pay Nezek Shalim, that is the sheet of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, B'muad in B'tamlo, so we're medayik that this only applies by a Shor HaMuad, so this is a Baba Kama Halacha, that Shor HaMuad is where these halachas apply, and not by a short time. So, Leim Masisa, the local Rabbi Akiva. Shall we suggest that this mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva? Ditznan, because we learned in Baba Kama that Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Aftam Shechavel Ba'adam, Mishalim Ba'mosa, Nezak Shalim, Afetam is Chavel Ba'adam, he also paid Nezak Shalim. So, what does our mishnah say, Davka? A Muad, who is Chaval ba'adam, so then he pays Nezek Shalim. Like Chaval, last line of the Mishnah, Chaval ba'zeh ba'zeh. According to Rabbi Akiva, even a Tom. So where it says, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva, even according to, the our Mishnah could work according to Rabbi Akiva. Why does it say, Muad, Huad din afilu tam nami. Even a Tom would pay Nezek Shalim. V'yayi j'chaboy l'misni seifa, Hamis eved, Hamis ben chorin. The first part of the Mishnah is about murder, really, the last line of the Mishnah could apply to Tam also. It could be like Rabbi Akiva also, but because we want to be parallel to the first part of the Mishnah, so we just leave it as Muad. The Shar Muad being Chayiv, the owner being Chayiv, Shloshim Shekel, no matter what, so that is a Knas, example of a Knas. As we know, a Knas is where there's an arbitrary payment. Most of the time, the Knas is a fine that's more than the payment, let's say kefil or dalad vehei. But sometimes it's just an arbitrary payment, like it is here. It could be more and it could be less. Right? A knas is not dafka more, right? It could be even less. Like we know also, chatzi nezek, according to some tanoim, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, pagnas ka knasla, pagnas ka mamona, that could also be a knas. And that's chatzi nezek. Why? It should be zero, but it's less, but it's only half, but it's still less than the damage that was committed. But a knas is an arbitrary payment, a standard payment, that it doesn't matter based on the specific situation. There's a halacha that the Gemara tells us elsewhere about modeh b'knas. The Gemara talks about by shor hamuad shehemis aso eved. If somebody comes to Beis Din and says that their shor killed an eved, that they wouldn't pay in that case, because that's modeh b'knas pater. Modeh b'knas pater, that's the halacha. Why would that be true? Why is modeh b'knas pater? There are different suggestions given. Some say that, well, if a guy's already doing tshuva, he's being modeh b'knas, so then we don't want to be mechayiv him, we want to help him out. So that's why modeh b'knas is pater. But we know there's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What if the guy sees the edim running to court, and then and he wants to beat them, so he runs to court, and then is modeh. That's probably not because he's doing tshuva, just because he doesn't want to be mechuyav more. Let's say he's modeh, and he says, I paid, I was a ganav, I stole. And then they're going to come, because he doesn't want to be chayav the kefel. So that's not really tshuva, so it could be another svara, said by a number of achronim, and that is, no, by definition, a knas has to be an onesh. It has to be not inflicted, but demanded by Beis Din. That's part of the definition, right? To be prala marshia es atzmo. A person has to accept and be told. Sometimes if a child says something to a parent and says the parent wants to punish the child, the child says, okay, Albert. And the child takes upon themselves the punishment. So it's not really an onesh, right? To be an onesh, it has to be demanded by the ma'anish from the ne'enash, and the ma'anish has to declare it. So that also might be a reason why bezit has to be mechayet the knas, pratla marshia es atzmo, because it has to be defined as an onesh and not just as a payment that the result is there. Interesting question that Rav Soloveitchik had regarding knasos, right? We know if knas is an onesh, we know that the Torah tells us person is not allowed to light fire on Shabbos. And Chazal learned from that that what Bezdin does not give onshim on Shabbos. The Rambam and the Chinuch count that as a separate losaseh. In Parshas Vayakhel, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Yudalid has a separate avera. Shelo yasu adayonim dinim b'Shabbos. Klomar, mishin eschai misa b'Bezdin, lo yamisu b'Shabbos. And the Chinuch continues with the drasha of Chazal relating to this. And the Chinuch says, "Bishar Shia Mitzvah," that even the people who are in Bezdin have to have a little respite. Sheratza Hashem Yisbarach lechabed hayom hazeh sheyimsu bo menucha kakol. Right, there needs to be a respite even on Shabbos, even from the people who sinned. They're not going to be punished. Mashal Melech Gadol Shekara Bnei Amadina Yom Echad L'Seuda Sheina Moneah Pesach Mikol Adam. If a king makes a big party for all the people of the country, so he invites everybody, even the people who are the criminals. V'Acher Yom Seuda Yase Mishpat Kein Adavar Azesh Hashem Baruch Hu Tzivanu LeKadesh U'LeChabed Yom Shabbos. L'tov aseinu l'zakos aseinu, Hashem commanded us to be b'chavid Shabbos, and even in this way, this is part of the be b'chavid Shabbos. And the chinuch ends off, and noheges mitzvah zu b'zman abayis b'zacharim, shehem ba'alei ha-mishpat, right, there's a mitzvah upon Bezdin. And if they violate and they burn somebody, or they do other misos, so then they violate the zaveira, v'in lo kan alav ela im lo asu ba maisa, v'im asu ba maisa, so then they are going to be chayef. So that's going to be a discussion, not for now. But the question that the Achronim ask on this is, what's the root isser of this aveira of being manish on Shabbos? Is it because you're going to be chayef sreifa, and sreifa is one of the malachas? If it's one of the malachas, what do you need a separate aveira for? What do you need a separate losase for? It's included in losasa kol malacha, of doing malacha on Shabbos. You can't do malacha on Shabbos even for Bezdin, even for fulfilling the mitzvah of Aviyat Aramin Kibecha. Is that a separate losase? Why don't you just say that's included in the Torah's Megala, that even to put somebody to death, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos. Why is it a separate losase? Unless one says, right, this relates to the sugya that Tosfos talks about in Maseches Beitza, a hadre li isur kama, meaning once something is usur and it came from an original category, do we say it goes back to that original category or not? But l'chor, you wouldn't count it as a separate losase. So why did the Rama and the Chinuch count it as a separate losase? Unless, some suggest, unless one says that even the isur is not just because of malacha. Even if Bezdin would not be violating a malacha, but if they're being ma'anish on Shabbos, that will be the problem. Might have kamita. What about knas? What about Bezdin being mechayev a knas on Shabbos? If that is a onesh, so maybe that would be asu daraisa, not just involved in money and the isur derabbanan and mekachu memkar and the like. But if the isur is onshim on Shabbos, or Bezdin putting somebody in a kippah, or the Mishnah Sanhedrin, somebody locking somebody up, Bezdin locking somebody up on Shabbos, that could be a nafkamina where there could be an onesh, even though it is not a violation of Shabbos. Okay, a little bit about Modu Eknas and related issues. So let's continue now. Next Mishnah. Ba'ones ubim mefata lahakir lahachmir. By ones and mefata also, it could be a kula and a chumra, the payment that the Torah demands. Ones by force and mefata seduction. Ketzad echad sha'anas upites gedola shebekahuna vesaktana shebe Yisrael nosin chamishim slaim. The Torah says a payment of 50, no matter who the person is, ma'anes or mefata, he has to pay. Va'boshes va'hapagam, boshes and pagam, those payments, the embarrassment and the depreciation of the woman, that's not included in the 50 shekel. As we're about to see, Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara, that payment is not included. The payment is only for the act of Ones and Pitui, but not to include the Boshes and the Pagam. Interesting discussion. The Rishonim, even Steers and Rashi, what does it mean, Lafiha Mivayish Vahamispayesh? Right? Is it worse to be Ne'enas al Yedei, a nobleman? Right? The greater a person is, or is it more embarrassing to be embarrassed by someone in the low part of society? So the difference, the impressions you get from Rashi and Ksupis and Rashi and Kama, whether it's more embarrassing, there's going to be more busha paid, more boshas paid, if the king was ma'anes or a peasant was ma'anes. Right, so that's a discussion in the Rashi. One can see both svaras, right? It's worse if the king does it, or it's worse if a no-name does it. So that's but good. That's what the Mishnah means. Hakolafiyam avayisham is bayish. So the Gemara says, Amai, why do we say that busha is outside of the 50 shekel? Ema chamishim slam amar achmana mikol mili. Maybe 50 shekel is for everything, including busha. How do you know it's besides? So amar Rav Zeira yomru baal bas malachim chamishim baal bas hadyodos chamishim. What you would say is the same payment for no matter who he was Boel, Abbas Malachim or Abbas Ad Yodos. So Misvara, it shouldn't be included. So I'm only Abaya, I don't understand. Ihachi Gabi Evan Nami. So why don't you say the same thing by Evan, as we just said up above? Nami, Yomru Evan, Noki Margolia Shloshim, an Evan that works with pearls. A very important expert work. You'd have to be Shloshim. Evan Osa Maisa Macha Shloshim, an Evan that's a weaver or someone who works with thread is Shloshim. So same thing. And you say there that it's objective. So maybe here too. It should be included in the 50. So Ela Amar of Zeira. So Rav Zeira says, no, this is rather the Gemara clarifies what Rav Zeira meant. Ilu ba'u ala shnayim. Echad shalo kedarka v'echad kedarka. If two people are ma'anis, a woman, first shalo kedarka, so she is still a psula. V'echad kedarka, yomer ba'al paguma chamishim ba'al shleima chamishim, there it's a different act, right? And the woman, after being ne'enas, shalo kedarka is already, she's still a psula, but she's paguma, she's tainted, so you're going to say it's the same type of payment? 50 and 50, so why should that be? So maybe obviously there has to be busha separate from the payment of the onus of the mafata. So Amalei Abaya again argues with this formulation of Rebbe Zeira. Elam Rabbi Yehachi Gabi Evanami, Yomer Evan Bari Shloshim Evan Ukash Lin Shloshim. Right, it depends on who the victim was. So the same thing people are going to say, and you're going to think it should be the same thing, and logically it shouldn't be the same thing. Right, even though one is pugum and one is not. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, this is what the reason is. Based on a drasha, not a svara, based on a drasha. Amar Kra, Tachas Asher Ina, Mechalat Ika, Boshes Ubagam. This payment, Tachas, is Asher Ina, because of the Idui, because of the act. Mashba, that besides for the specific act, there are other payments of Boshes and Pagam. So Abaya comes up with a pasuk. Rava Amar, also a different pasuk. Amar Kra, Venasana Isha Shachevi Ma. V'chulu, lavi anara, v'gomer, hanoa shchiva, chamishim, mechlad ikam el sachrisi. Right, again, hashochi vima, this payment is for the lying itself, for the act itself, umayniu, boshes of pagam, but there are other payments, and that's the boshes and the pagam. Related to this sugya, we mention this often, but the gavos of our discussions here that we get to review every so often various topics, Abaya and Rava come up with psukim after Rav Zeira had tried to come up with a svara. Is that stronger, weaker, equal? The fact that we come up with a pasuk instead of a svara. The pasuk teaches me this halacha, not just a svara. So we mentioned, the Gemara says in two places, a third in Maseches Bechoros, a little bit, but the language of Lamali Kras Svarahu only appears in two places. Why? The Gemara quoting a pasuk, and the Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk? Or isn't it just a svara? So that clearly reflects that svara and pasuk are on the level, the same level, level of daraisa. Gemara Ksubis Daf Chav Beis, Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir, right? That, the Gemara says, isn't that based on a svara? And the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk for that. So again, Pesha Pesha Hitir, this person came and started the whole problem and they solved the problem. And the Gemara, and the Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara talks about Amosim Echaveir Olav Araya. Right, the one who wants to be motzi, mamon, from their friend, they're the one that has to bring the raya, and if not, there's a concept of cheskas mamon. So the Gemara says in both those places, after quoting a pasuk, that you don't need a pasuk, it's a svara, and therefore the pasuk is used for something else. Right, the Gemara in Bechoros, if you remember, didn't use that lashon, but a little bit based on the Gemara, how long, if you remember, the Yisrael has to keep the Bechor before giving it to the Kohen. Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? Right, different types of animals, Meimadaka, Meimagasa. So there too, the Gemara said, that ultimately is based on a Svara, not based on a Pasuk. But also that also was, related to the concept that comes up by Melachan Chalamoid also, that the Chachamim are the ones that determine the contours of certain halachas. Okay, that's not for now. But either way, Svara and Pasuk. Remember the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas asks if it's true that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so then why in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, where we have this the Svara of Birchas Hanehenin, the Maskan of the Gemara there is, we make a bracha before we eat, drink, or smell, so that is based on a Svara, L'Hashem Aretz Umulau, Avar Sazal Avnei Adam, Kail Afnei Abracha, Kail Ma'achar Abracha, so that's based on a Svara, so why aren't brachas Daraisa? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. If Hamosu Bechever Lov Araya, Pesha Asa Beshehitir, Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so also at Birchas Hanehenin, Svara should be on the level of Daraisa. So why do we say that making brachos, Birchas Hanehenin, are Durabanon? And only Berchas HaMazon and maybe Berchas HaTorah are Daraisa. Why are Berchas HaNenin Durabana? So the Pnei Yeshua says, Luli de Mistafina, I think they're Daraisa. I think if you ask me, they're Daraisa. And even though they're Daraisa, you'd say Savik Brachas LaHakel. You don't have to say Savik Brachas LaHakel based on Brachas being Durabana. It could be Daraisa, but there's also a concept of Bracha Shein and Sricha. So built into the halacha of saying brachos is that b'makam safik one is not going to say a bracha. That's his suggestion. But again, we don't paskin that way. The tzlach there, the Noda Behuda, and others say we don't paskin that way. So what's the answer? What's the answer? It can't be the Noda Behuda points out that every svara is on the level of daraisa and we wouldn't need a pasuk for it. Because after all, you know, well, keep it out of aim is a svara. But what do you need a pasuk for? Why does the Torah tell me keep it out of aim? Lo sirtzach, lo sinach. A lot of these could be, a lot of the mishpatim, could be learned out even if the Torah hadn't commanded it. So what does that mean? Lamali svara, alamali kras svarahu. So the Noda Behuda explains that there's differences between mitzvos and svaros. Right? A svara, okay, lamali kras svarahu, a halacha. So you don't need a pasuk if you can learn that out logically. But a mitzvah, Hashem has to command the mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is logical. Right? Making a bracha is not just a halacha, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. And therefore, there's a difference between mitzvah and svara. Or the way the Minchas Asher says it, there's a difference between, not exactly these words, but this is the idea, logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Meaning a religious svara or a pure intellectual logic svara. The average non-Jew on the street would understand Pesha Asu, Pesha Hitir, and Amos Vechver Lav Araya. But to say to make a bracha, that's not pure logic. That's ethical, religious logic. And that's different. That's different. That's not what we're talking about. Similar to the first suggestion, and that is between mitzvahs and svaras. Again, not exactly the same. A little different in focus. Okay. Says the related to that a little bit is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah gets us into Motzi Shemra. So Motzi Shemra, we know, is one of the halachos, one of the averes that have to do with saying something negative about someone else. That's why right here on this Mishnah, we're going to have a blot and a half related to Inyanim of Lashon Hara. Right here. B'motzi Shemra l'hapir l'achra ketsa. So B'motzi Shemra, if a man gets married and then it's B'motzi Shemra on his wife, the next morning she wasn't a psula. Laga lahachmir ketsad. So echad shehotzi shemra al gedola shebe kahuna v'al ketana shebe Yisrael. Doesn't matter who this person is mosi shemra on, whether she's the greatest, the gedola shebe kahuna or not. Nos in me'asela, you have to pay 100. Nimsa. The fact, interesting, says the Mishnah, the fact that you have to pay 100, in this case, by Motzi Shemra, even though the earlier cases of Onis and Mefata, you only pay 50, Nimsa, Omer Befiv, Chomer, and Osa Maisa. Right, the one, if I damage and I abuse with my mouth, so then that is more Chomer than the act. They're just an Osa Maisa, because here Motzi Shemra is with the mouth, Motzi Shemra, and that is a double payment than what was by regular case of Ones and the Mefata. Shekein Matzinu, Shelo Nischat, and where do we see this from besides Motzi Shemra? Shelo Nischatim Gzardin Alavosenu Bamidbar Ela Lashon Hara. Even though Bnei Yisrael sinned many times, we sinned many times in the Midbar, what was the final straw that made us not go into Eretz Yisrael? Cheta Meraglim Lashon Hara, Shneimar Veinasu Osi Ze'Eser Pa'amim. Right, we tested Hashem 10 times. But the final time and the worst time, the one that sealed the deal, was Moti Shemra on Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that shows that Lashon Hara is more, is so chamor, just like Moti Shemra is more chamor as well. The Maharal here in the Chidushi Agados also discusses the idea of being Moti Shemra, that being more chamor than the doing a Maisa, and the Maharal says that Sheyesh ba'avera tluya b'dibur yoser me'avera tluya b'maisa. It's a chumrah that by an avera that's tluya b'dibur. Why? Sha'adam, this is classic Maharal. Sha'adam banui mishnei chalakim. Chelak agashmi shu gufu ve'evarav v'chelak asichli shu asechel ha'ayuni ve'eno tzuras ha'adam. Right, we are built by a neshama and a guf. A chelak aruchani, a chelak agashmi. Like the Ramban, Anasa Adam Mitzalmeinu Kimusenu. Vihine Lashon, most of what we do has one or the other. One or the other, right? When we walk, when we throw, when we write, that's all the physical. But talking has both elements to it. Because talking involves our tongue, our teeth, our throat, our physical, but also we're doing something that is totally spiritual and totally intellectual. The animals can't talk. Like we could talk, they can make sounds, but that's not the same as talking, which reflects intellect, like Ruach Mamalala, Shal Yitei HaLashon Adam Yachol Ledaber, V'Hadibur Hu Davar Sichli Legamrei, V'Ein Bo Shum Tzura, Ein Lo Baalei Chaim Koach Hadibur Rak HaAdam Shu Sichli, V'Koach HaSichli Hazeh Ba MeHaLashon, Shehu Ever Gashmi Me'aguf. Right, it comes together. And therefore, when it comes to ones and mefata, which is just about using the animalistic side of me, that's terrible. It's terrible, but that's only in the maisa. But when I talk with my lashon, that's davar misyaches to both the guf and the neshamas, that's even worse. You need a double payment. That's why the ma'aris and mefata is only 50, Moti Shemra is 100. Because it's double, it's violating the guf and the neshama, the physical and the spiritual elements of man, and therefore it is a double. By the way, the Sfasemis also points out here that it's not just the ones who say Lashon Hara, right? We know it's the ones that are Makaba Lashon Hara. We know here in the story that the Mishnah quotes relating to the Meraglim, it was the whole nation that didn't go in. And they didn't really even say the Lashon Hara. They accepted the Lashon Hara. It says the Sfasemis, near it, gama makaba lashon hara chamer kolkach da dorah midbar lo amru lashon hara rak hamaraglim v'rak mishum shekiblu lashon hara nanshu v'chach bashav lashon hara Rambam, and he says that's meduyek on the Rambam in Hilchos Deos also, where he says these are the baali lashon hara lishmoa divrehem, also included in the hearing. Okay, Moti Shemra also is one of those areas of halacha, one of those mitzvos where the Gemara says elsewhere, the Gemara in Ksubis, that Moti Shemra is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. But we were just talking about Svara and the Pasuk. The Gemara says Moti Shemra is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Davar, as Tosfos says in two places, Davar hasoser as a klal. Something that goes against the general rule of Torah. Moti Shemra has two punishments, Malkus and Mammon. So that's a chiddush. Usually we only have one punishment, right? Kimle b'drabamine, or Mishim Mishachas at the Machaivo, different sources of Misa and Mammon, and Malkus and Mammon, or Mammon and Malkus. But either way, that's a rule breaker. And that's why Tosis in Yivam Estav Zayin says, chiddush is davar asosra as a klal, basa b'chalav is davar asosra as a klal. Usually two things that are mutter coming together do not become asr, right? That's basa b'chalav, or Gemara says it by Edom Zomamin. Why do we trust the second ones over the first one? There should be Trey Utrey. It should just be a stalemate. But that's also, why would we trust the other Dover Asosra Sakal? Moti Shemra is also one of those examples. Okay, here we go. Mimai, how do I know that the Omer Befiv is more chamor than the action, than doing an action? Dilma Mishumta Kagarm Laktala. Maybe the reason that Moti Shemra is so terrible is because if his words would be accepted, he'd kill her. Dichsiv. Maybe it's because there's misa involved, not just because he's talking. Amarava, amakra, ki hotzi shem ra. Al shem ra shehotzi. It says, the Torah says it's because of the motzi shemra, that's why it's so chamor. How do I know that it's because of the final straw of the meraglim? Mimai dilma akati lo mali satan. Maybe Who says that the punishment that they didn't go in was because of only the last one? Maybe it wasn't their time yet. They didn't have their fill of Avera yet. And that's why they weren't punished until the end. But really it was so accumulative. It wasn't only because of the last one. Damar Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna. Hashem doesn't punish a person until he's had his fill, so to speak. Once you've had your fill, so then yitzirlo, then it's going to be bad for you, then it's going to, the tzaras are going to come. So I'm Reish Lakish, Amar Krava, Yinasu, Osi, Ze, Eser, Pa'amim, Al Ze, Nischatim, Gzardin. We darsha from the word Ze. Ze, Eser, Pa'amim, so the Gzardin came on this, and that's why, that's how we know. Tanya, so now we have a daf and a half of Agadata related to Inyanim of Lashon Hara. Tanya, Amar Blazer, and other related issues. Amar Blazer ben Pratya, Bo Re'e, Kama Gadol, Kocha, Shal Lashon Hara. How great is the power of Lashon Hara? Minalon, Mimaraglim. We know this from the Meraglim, Uma Hamotzi. Again, we're going to get to Lashon Hara a little bit more on Amud Beis, but at least this starts with the Motzi Shemra. We'll talk about what the differences are between Motzi Shemra and Lashon Hara and Rechilus, which often we just group together, but we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, that there are differences between them. So at least let's start and go in order. So Rav Elazar ben Pratya said, Borei Kama Gadol Koach, Shel Lashon Hara, Minolami Miragle, Mumaha Motzi Shemra, Litzim Avanim Kach. If this Lashon Hara, so to speak, this Motzi Shemra was said about sticks and stones, wasn't even said about a person. It was said about sticks and stones, and yet we see how Chomer Hashem took it. Hamotzi Shemra, Chaver Lachas Kama Vakama. If we're Motzi Shemra on our friend, right, surely, right, often Chazal teach us, ethics from inanimate objects. And that's to teach us ideas. Right, we know two famous examples are the pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisro, that we have a ram, the kohenim have a ramp going up the mizbeach and not steps. Why? Ashelo sigalas ervas chala. The kohenim, when they walk up, shouldn't open their legs too much as they walk up. Why? Because the ground might see their nakedness. The ground might see their nakedness. The grounds, what do we care about the ground seeing their nakedness? Right, that's why they take small steps going up the ramp. The answer is because it's obviously meant to teach us. The ground's not going to feel bad or be embarrassed, but it's meant to teach us. Or, as we know, one of the three reasons we cover the challahs. So the challah isn't embarrassed, because really we should make the bracha of hamotzi first before we make hagafen. That's the rule and order of Hilchos Brachas, you know, based on the pasuk of the Shemas Hamidim, but we have a mitzvah of Kiddush. So because we have a mitzvah of Kiddush and we have to do that first, that's why we cover the challahs. Aye, the challahs aren't really going to be embarrassed, right? The famous story of the Chafetz Chaim walking in, and this man was hosting him, and he starts screaming at his wife that the challahs aren't covered, and the Chafetz Chaim notes he's more worried about the challahs not being embarrassed than his wife not being embarrassed. Obviously, he's meant to teach us. So here also, Lashon Hara about the inanimate stones and wood of Eretz Yisrael. So surely, if you're Motzi Shemra on one's friend, then Alachas Kama V'Kama, it's going to be terrible. So Mimai, the Gemara says, okay, again, how do you know that's the reason? Dilma Mishim Drebi Chanina Bar Papa. Maybe the root problem of the Meraglim wasn't one of Lashon Hara, but maybe it was one of Kfira. What do we mean? The Meraglim said something terrible at that moment. Davar Gadol here is not in the good sense. Dichsiv ki chazak hu mimenu. Because they said that the people are stronger than mimenu. Mimenu can mean from us or from him. So maybe it means the latter. Al tikri ki chazak hu mimenu. Don't say he's stronger than us. Ela mimenu, from him. Kaviyachol, so to speak, ki'ilu balabais in yachalosi kelebisham. Right, they would say Hashem can't bring us in. He's not strong as the other seven nations, and therefore, but it was a lack of emuna. It's a lack of emuna. So who says it was based on the Lashon Hara? But maybe it was a kfira, and that's why it was so terrible. Right, the Maharal on that pasuk explains a little bit. The diyuk, the limud of the psukim, the ein lafarish mimenu mi Yisrael, the ein lomarkein. You don't mimenu. It doesn't mean us. The lashem mimenu mashma shagam Yisrael chazak elosh osu am chazak mimenu. Right, mimenu. You would only compare. He's stronger than him. Only if they're like in the same realm. A is strong. If he's even stronger. Oh, B is even stronger than him. So, but Yisrael here are saying, oh, they're stronger than us. But they just said that they didn't believe that they themselves were strong. They said they're like grasshoppers compared to the giants there. And that's why it doesn't make sense to say, oh, they're stronger than us grasshoppers. No, that's why Chazal darshan. They're stronger than some other powerful strength, power, and that, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chaim Pirush Rashi L'Kamon, by, he quotes Rashi in Dvarim, Va'atsumim mimecha, ata atsum, v'hem atsumim mimcha, v'kam ha'itach al-farish k'nitz ha'maraglim, v'chulu. And therefore, it must be klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Maral explains the drasha. Ela Amar Rabba. So Rabba says the following. Amar Ish Lakish. This is how you know it's based on the Lashon Hara. Amar Krava Yabusu Ha'anashim Motziyi Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'ah Al Dibas Ha'aretz Shehotziyu. So based on that pasuk, the people who were Motzi Diba died. So you see, it's because of the Motzi Diba. That's the Lashon Hara was the reason for the punishment. Good. Tanya Amar Yehuda Eser Nisyonos Nisu Avosinu Lakadosh Baruch Hu. We tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times. We complained 10 times in the desert. Shnayim Bayam, twice by the Yamsuf. Shnayim, we'll talk about each one. Shnayim Bamayim, in the water. Shnayim Baman, Shnayim Beslav, Achas Be'egel, V'Achas Be'midbar Paran. These are all of the 10. If you look in other sources, if you look in the Avos Rebbe Nasan, Avos Rebbe Nasan, and the Rambam, and the Pirush Mishnayis, they have different lists. Different lists. But again, it's similar. In the Elvis Rebbe Nasan in Perak Lama Dalad, Asar Nisyonos 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 Baruch Hu, Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Barava, Molsuf, Beitbar, Beitofel. The Elvis Rebbe Nasan darshans it from the first pasuk in Dvarim. Lavar Chateros V'Dizahav. As Rashi quotes some of that Elvis Rebbe Nasan at the beginning of Dvarim. That Elvis Rebbe, what is it doing there in Elvis Rebbe Nasan? Elvis Rebbe Nasan there has lists of tens. A lot of tens. Right? Asar Shemos Shel Shavach Nikra Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asar Shemos Shel Gnai Nikra Savon Azara. It goes through a lot of the lists of 10. But again, it's not exactly all the same. And the Rambam also, in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, doesn't have the exact same 10. They all have 10, but not always the same. So here we go. What are the 10? Shnayim Bayam, Achas Biyarida, V'Achas Baliyah. One's going down into the Yam, one's going up. Biyarida Dechziv, Hamibli and Kavara B'Mitzrayim. When we complain there aren't enough graves in Egypt, we had to come and be brought here to die. So that was a test of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it called a test? Testing his patience. How long is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to last? Ba'aliyah kidrav huna. To Amar Huna, Yisrael shavoso adar, miktani amana ayu. The Rabbi Huna says that the Jews of that dar didn't have full emuna, which again is fascinating for us. Didn't have full emuna, how could that be? Kidrav barmari, to Amar Rabba barmari, my dechsiv, vayamru al yam b'yamsuf. It's the pasuk in Tehillim, which is all about Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayoshiyim l'ma'an shemo. Milamecha Yisrael mamrim b'osasha. Voshed of Ayamru, rebel, right? But Israel were rebellious at that moment. The Omrim, Kishem Sha'anu Olim Mitzad Zeh, Kach Mitzrayim Olim Mitzad Acher. Right? They said, oh, we're being saved, even they still just saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Unbelievable. And yet, they were worried. Oh, just like we're coming up on this side, maybe the Mitzrayim are coming up on the other side. Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Sar Shal Yam, Hashem says to the Sar Shal Yam, Plotos Am Liabasha. You know what? Spit out the Egyptians. So the Bnei Israel see that the Egyptians are dead. Amar Lafan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though that's not really emuna, to see. Right? Emuna, we've quoted in the past, means to believe based on shmia, not based on re'ia. Re'ia does not require emuna. I see it. Remember that Gemara in Baba Basra with Rabbi Yochanan giving shir, and he gave shir, and he said that, oh, Las in Lava, there's going to be huge stones that are going to be brought for the gates of Yerushalayim. And one of the students in the back of the shir room, Ligleg, he scoffed Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, yeah, right. You don't even have stones of a millionth of that size. And he goes into a boat, and he comes back, and he sees in the Shemayim, the Malachim are hewing those stones, and he comes back to Rabbi Yochanan and says, oh, right, continue. Kasher darashta kein re'isa. Right, like, you darshan, I saw. Rabbi Yochanan says, you call that emuna? Right, malagling al devir chacham mata. Right, you're a malag, you're a scoffer. And he looked at him, and he nasa gal shal atzamas, as Gemara says, ayin hey or so in Baba Basra. But that's not called emuna. Right, but here, Hashem, so to speak, lowered the standard and showed us. He told the Sar Shal Yam, spit him out. Amar Lafan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Plum Yish Evesh Nosin Lo Rabba Matana. V'chazim Rodei Menu, I don't want us to melt. Right? You gave us a Matana. We did a Kiddush Hashem by swallowing the Egyptians. Why do we have to spit them out for? Amar Lo Hashem says, Ani Nosin Lecha Echad Mechza Shabahem. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back even 1.5 times. not just one time. Meaning there were 600 chariots here, I'll pay you back 900 chariots. In the days of Sisera, later on, in the days of Shoftim, even though that's the Yamsuf and this was the Yarden, okay, it's all water. Amar lefan Ribono shel Olam, klum yish eved sho toveas rabo. The Yam, so to speak, says to Hashem, but I don't want to have to come over and claim it and ask for it. Amar lo nachal kishon ye arev. No, the river will be the guarantor, and you'll be able to just go to the arev miyad podon liabasha. So right away, the Yam spit them out. Tichsiv vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayam vigomer. So that's where we tested Hashem on the way in and on the way out. Tosfos here, again, a much, this is a quoted Tosfos. If anybody quotes a Tosfos in Arachin, it could be this one where there's a picture in Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why were they scared? Right? They said, oh, they're coming up on the other side. Okay, if they're on the other side, how are they going to get to this side? So what were they scared of? Anyway, so Tosfos quotes here, in the name of some of the Baalei HaTosfos, that Kriyas Yamsuf was a semicircle. They didn't go across the Yam. They went in and came out on the same side. As Tosfos says, the picture, east is on top. As we know, medieval maps, east is on top. And you see, Mitzrayim is on the southwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, with the Nilus there, the Plishtim, Gaza is on the north of it, Edom, Moab, and Ammon, right, that was the south side of Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos says, they went in semicircle, so that is why they felt that maybe the Mitzrayim are on the same side as them, and they're going to come chase them. That's why they were scared. Because if you look in the Torah, they ended up in a place after they went through as the same place that they, in Sukkos, before and after. So clearly, says Tosfos, it was a semicircle. Remember, one of the Achronim, one of the Baalei Machshava say, maybe that's why one of the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf was that the wheels, it says the wheel came off. Why dafka a wheel? And it says one wheel. Why dafka one wheel? So if you think about it, if there were 12, let's say Chazal say there were 12 paths in the Yamsuf, so all of the Israel were in the 12 paths, they're all making semicircles, but the innermost path, the shortest path, and the longest path, but the Mitzrayim, let's say, went down all 12 paths to chase Bnei Yisrael, so the Mitzrayim on the innermost path, they were going to be ahead of those Bnei Yisrael who are on the outermost path. So how is that going to work? How are they going to be drowned? But they're going to be ahead of them, and they're going to be able to attack them. So explains the, I think it was the Arvei Nachal, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made their chariots lose a wheel. Because if you lose one wheel, and you try to drive the chariot, you're just going to go in circles. It's going to go in circles. You're not going to get anywhere. So Dafka, that's why that nace was needed, because, right, they were chasing, and they had to slow them down, and that's why that's what occurred. Okay, a lot more here. Why Dafka 900, right, 1.5 paying back, more than 600. Okay, not for now. Shnayim b'mayim, so twice we complained with Hashem about water. Bimara, we complained there was bitter water. Ubirafidim, b'mara d'asem yavo, b'mara savalo yachlu lishtos. Right, they couldn't have any water. It was bitter. V'ksiv, v'yelon al ma'moshe. Also, that's by Mara and Berafidim, Dechsiv, Ayachnu, Berafidim, Ve'ein, Mayim, Lishtos, Dechsiv, Ayarev, Ha'am, Im, Moshe. So again, in all these places, we might have been thirsty, and we might have been worried, but there's a way to ask, and there's a way to ask. And we just complained, and we were mitzvonein, and we didn't ask properly, and therefore, this was building up, to the punishment all the times that we tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Shnayim baman, twice by the mon. Again, each of these also, we could talk a lot about the mara and refidim, but we just need to continue though. Shnayim baman dechsev, al teitzu, Hashem said by the mon, don't go out and gather on Shabbos, vayetzu, and at least some Jews went out. Al tosiru, don't leave it over, vayosiru, and left it over, even though this was dozen and aviram, and not all of Bnei Yisrael, but we were also held accountable. Shnayim Baslav Rishon, Baslav Rishon and Baslav Sheni, Baslav Rishon b'shiftechem al sira basar, Baslav Sheni b'asaf suf hasher b'kirbo. All the phrases again from Baloscha on, we were complaining. Be'egel kidei say by the egel, obviously chet egel, that doesn't have to be explained. But midbar paran kidei say, period. So this is the 10 times, a description of the 10 times that we angered Hashem. Obviously, Chet Egel, we could talk a lot about what exactly was the Chet. Rashi, the ultimate defender of Am Yisrael, says a number of times in Parshas Kisisa and elsewhere, the Egel was the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, it was all their fault, right? Elo Lehecha Yisrael, right? Rashi Badaik in that pasuk. The Ramban does not feel that way. Again, if it was just the Erev Rav, you know, why were all Bnei Yisrael held accountable? Doesn't sound just about the Erev Rav. The Ramban discusses how they really wanted another Moshe. Right? They were nervous. It wasn't Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban. They did not reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu outright. But they were nervous, and therefore, says the Ramban, Aval HaKasav Azeh, this is the pasuk of Asher Yelchu Lefanenu. Right, every Rishon picks up on a different phrase in the story of the Egel to figure out exactly what the Chayit was. So the Ramban picks up on that phrase. Asher Yelchu Lefanenu, says the Ramban, Hakazav Azeh Hu Mafteach Ladas Inyan Egel Hu Machsheves Osav Ki Biyadua Shelo Ayu Yisrael Svurim Shemoshe Hu HaElohim V'Shehu B'Kocho Asal Lahem Osos V'Amofsim. It wasn't that they thought Moshe was Hashem, right? No, but they thought that he was the intermediary and the one that led them. And their connection to Hashem. And they wanted another Moshe. Says the Ramban. They were nervous. V'zetam iskir Moshe ha'ish asher ha'alanu. V'lo ha'kel asher ha'alum. Ki itztarchu l'ish alokim. Right, that's what they wanted. The Meshech Chachma is a little different. Again, the Ramban continues there. The Meshech Chachma says no, that they did ascribe deity features and characteristics to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the problem. Right, that they thought Moshe Rabbeinu had some inherent qualities, and that was the problem by the Chet Egel. They said, we can't go on. It's not just about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meshech Chachma explains in Lamed Beis Yutes that the message they needed to hear was that there's nothing that has inherent quality. If it's not connected to Torah and Hashem, even, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos. Says the Meshech Chachma in a fascinating line. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought down the Luchos, they would have changed from Moshe to the Egel to the Luchos. And they would have thought there's something inherently powerful to the Luchos. And Alzet Sabach Moshe Kikruchya. Moshe screamed, Al Haim Tadamu Ki Ani Inyan Ve'eze Kedusha Bilti Mitzvah Hashem Ad Ki Beheder Kvodi Asitim Lachem Egel Chalila Gam Ani Ish Kemochem Vahatora Eina Tzuliya Bi Va'afim Lo Basi Haisa Mibali Shinui Chalila Ve'chulu. And he continues. But again, this is a huge topic about what the problem of the Chet HaEgel was. The Meshech Chachma, the Beis Halevi discusses it at length, what exactly was the problem of the Chet HaEgel, but it's a little bit regarding the HaEgel. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimmer. Now we get into actual Lashon Hara. And one can't really learn these dafim without the Shmiras HaLashon of the Chafetz Chaim. We know Shmiras HaLashon and Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is about the Shmiras HaLashon is about the Musar, and the Chafetz Chaim is about the Halachos. The differences, just al regal achas, that the Mishnah Berurah discusses it at the beginning of his Sefer. Lashon Hara is always true, but it's negative. Lashon Hara is true, but it's negative. Rechilus goes one step further. It takes, Reuven said something about Shimon. Reuven told me something about Shimon, and then I go and say it over again. You know what Reuven told me about Shimon? That's Rechilus. I'm a Rochel. I'm a peddler. I take the Lashon Hara, the negative true statement, and I bring it to someone else. Motzi Shemra is where it's made up. Right? That's the lie. And that's what Motzi Shemra, that's what often what we call Lashon Hara, is really Motzi Shemra if we think about the difference in categories. But again, that's Divrei Sheker. This also related to this Onaz Dvarim. Right, which is also just making fun of people. That might be in front of them, that might be behind them. But one could violate, the Mishnah Berurah lists off many averos that one could violate when speaking Lashon Hara. Okay, so my death said, my yitain lecha, my Yosef lach Lashon Remia. What does that pasuk mean? It's a hillim. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Lashon. Hashem says to the tongue, Kol Yivarev Shalatim Nizkuf V'Atam Utal, all other limbs of the body are standing up and you're always lying down. Kol Yivarev Shalatim Yivachuz V'Atam Yivafnim, and you're always hidden. You're always on the inside. V'lo od ela she'ikafti l'cha shtei chomos. Hashem says, I even gave you two protections to keep you in check. Achas shel etzem, achas shel basar. Teeth and lips. Right? You have protection. And yet, look what damage you cause. Ma yitein l'cha, ma yosef l'ach lashon remia. Right? There's so much remia, so much trickery. Right? We need to, Hashem gives us protection. But we still have to, obviously, there's only protection for something that needs to be protected. We have to do what we can to protect our mouth. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra. Here we go with the Chazals. Kol ha'masaper lashon hara ki lukafer be'ikar. Somebody's masaper lashon hara, he's kofer be'ikar. Why? Because, right, lashon hara means I don't think the other person hears. It's like a gana versus a gazlan. Right, it's in private. I don't think anybody's not going to hear it. Right, so that's kofer be'ikar. I'm denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shmiras HaLashon, also the Rambam discusses, this is not someone who talks Lashon Hara once. We all fall prey sometimes. Nobody's perfect. but somebody who's a Baal Lashon Hara, someone who often is part of what they do. Shenemar Asher Amru Lul Shoninu Nagbir Svasenu Itanu Miadolanu. Right, who's in charge? V'yomer B'yosi Ben Zimra Kalam Esapar Lashon Hara Negaim Baim Alav. Right, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara gets Sara'as. Again, not only, there are other reasons for Sara'as too, but this is one of them. So this Kafar Be'ikr and Negaim Baim Alav. Shenemar Melashni B'seis Re'eu Oso Atzmis. So you see the word atzmis, v'ksiv hasam litzmisus umetargaminan lachalutin. Right, litzmisus, forever, but the targum of that shorish of tzmisus means chalut, and that word is also used by tzaras. V'tzanan, the Mishnah says in Megillah, ein beitzorah muskalam zorah muchlat, elapriya uferima. So, again, the pasuk in Tehillim, which discusses tzaras, uses the lashon of atzmis, the targum is chalutin, and chalut is used by tzaras. Amrei shlokesh by this, zos tia tzaras hametzora, zos tia tzaraso, shall mosi shemra. Right, mosi shemra, someone, again, the Gemara is blurring the lines also between mosi shemra and lashon hara, but that's the mosi shemra gets mitzora. Amrei shlokesh by this, imi shach anachash mo lachash, ven yitro lebal halashon, the snake bites without an incantation and gets no benefit. Lo asid lavo miskapsos kol doro kolachayus ubozeis lanachash vaomros. In the future, all the animals are going to come to the snake and say, "Ari doreis vaochel, zev doreis vaochel." All animals attack, but they get some benefit from it. Atam ano yishlacha. What benefit do you have? Like lashon hara. Right, Amar Lahem V'chima Yitzel Baal Lashon. The snake will respond. Well, what about a Baal Lashon Hara? Does the same thing as me? Right, he's mazik without getting benefit. A ganef at least steals to get money. Right, he's terrible, but he steals to get money. But a Baal Lashon Hara, what does he get out of it? Just putting somebody else down and keeping themselves up. Therefore, it is a problem. V'yamar Yish Lachash Kol Masab Lashon Hara Magdil Avonos Ad Lashamayim. Somebody speaks Lashon Hara, then the sins go until Shemayim. Shenemar Shatu Bashamayim Pihem Ulushonam Tialach Baretz. Right, the sins will be piled till the heavens when their tongue is going in the Aretz, when their mouth can't be stopped. Amar Fchiz Amar Ma'ukva Kol Masapar Lashon Hara Ra'oi L'Sokla Be'Even. Right, deserves Skila. He's not going to get Skila. Right, there's no punishment b'day Adam for a Baal Lashon Hara, but Roy. Ksif hacha oso atzmis v'ksif hasam tzomsu bibor chayai v'yadu even bi. V'yamar v'chisa amar ma'ukva kol m'saba lashon hara ha-makadosh baruch hu ein ani v'hu yachol l'adur ba'olam. There's not enough room for me and him in this town. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Right, Baal Lashon Hara. Hashem is not interested in being near a Baal Lashon Hara. Right, similar statement is said by Chazal by a Baal Gaiva. Right, also, Hashem doesn't want to be near a Baal Gaiva. There are similarities of Baal Lashon Hara and a Baal Gaiva. Shene'emar milashni b'seiser re'eyu oso atzmis gva einayim urechav levav oso lo uchal. Al tikri oso lo uchal, ela ito lo uchal. Not oso, but we can learn it, read it as ito. So again, relating Gaiva and a Baal Lashon Hara. V'gidem asi lag asi eruach, as the Gemara says here. Good. Amar Rav Chisda, 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 Hashem says to the Sar of Gehenim, Ani Allah milamala v'atala milamata. Let's team up and punish. We don't have many sins that we have so many chazals about this, what's going to happen. Right? The Hashem says, Nidonenu, let's judge him. Shenemar chitzei gibar shnunim im gachalei resamim. The arrows and the hot coals. Ein chetz ela lashon. Shenemar chetz shachut lashonam mirma diber. Right, our tongue is shaped like an arrow. Vein gibor el hakadosh baruch hu. So the first half of the pasuk is talking about Hashem's punishment. Shenemar Hashem ki gibor yetzei. And the second half of the pasuk, gachalei resamim, ayno gehenim. Right, the burning coals. Amar b'chai b'chanina, my takanos Hashem esaper lashon hara. How do you do tshuva? Right, the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim. Somebody comes to Chavetz Chaim, how do I do tshuva? He says, bring me a pillow. He rips open the pillow, lets the feathers go out, try to get me all the feathers. And he says, that's how you do tshuva. So it's almost impossible. But what should somebody do at least? What should he do? Im tamar chachamu yasuk batorah. Shenemar, meaning fill our mouths with something else. Shenemar marpe lashon eitz chayim. Vein lashon ala lashon hara. Lashon is lashon hara. Shenemar chayitz shachol lashonam. Vein eitz ala torah. Shenemar eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba. So if somebody's a bao limud, they should learn. Meaning our mouth is a vacuum. We're talking about something. So either it's lashon hara or torah. Vein mama aretz hu yashmodai. But if I'm the person of mama aretz, he doesn't have the power to be able to learn, at least lower himself. Shenemar viselef ba shever ruach. right? They so just break the spirit. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Siper Ein Lo Takana. Shekfar Karaso David Baruch Hakodesh. If somebody talks Lashon Hara, I'm not sure if they have a takana. David Melach already said, Shnemar Yachris Hashem Kol Sifsei Chalakos Lashon Midaberes Gedolos. So David's like, it's difficult. Elamai takanas. What should you do? Shelo Yovel Idei Lashon Hara. These psukim are not about what if you did it already, but this is what you should do beforehand to prevent Lashon Hara. Im Tamar Chacham Uyasak Batorav Im Am Aretz Uyashbol Daito. Shneimar V'Selaba Shever Baruach. Same psukim. Tana Devar Bishmol Dama Sapa Lashon Hara Magdil Avonus Kneged Gimel Averus. Lashon Hara is Kneged the big three. Avonus Kachavim Gilei Rais V'Shvichas Damim. How do you know? Ksiv hacha lashon midaberes gedolos. By lashon hara, you have the word gadol. The ksiv, and you have that word by the other averes. Ksiv avodas kochavim anachata hamazeh chata gedola. Right by the egel. Begili arayis ksiv veich es ara gedola hazos. Right, that's by arayis by the kings by Yosef Asadik. Bishvichas damim ksiv gadol avonom minso. So you see gadol by all of them. That's by kain and heva. Gedolos ematarti, but gedolos is plural. Maybe it only means two, not all three. Hey minayam macha. So which one are you going to take out? Right. So you can't take out any. So it must mean all three. But Marava Army Lashon Tlisoi Katol Tlisoi says in Eretz Yisrael Lashon Tlisoi, which the Rashi says Lishta Tlisoi Ze Lashon Harachil She Shlishes Benado Machaber Lagalos Tosod. As I said before, Reuven tells Shimon's a Lashon Hara. And then Shimon says, or somebody else goes, hear what Ruby said about Shimon? The third party, the one that heard it, who's being Rachil, he's peddling this. So the third one, Kaltatli, so he kills three people. Why? Who gets punished? Horeg, Lemisapro, Ula Makablo, Ula Omro, the one who it's said about, the sayer and the acceptor. Lashon Hara affects all three. Amr Bichar Rachanina, Maidach Sev Mabes V'chayim, Biyad alashon, v'chiyish yad lalashon. What does it mean? Is there a yad to the tongue? Lo marlocha ma yad memisa, af lashon memisa. Just like the hand could kill, the tongue could kill. Right? We could kill verbally. Ima yad ena memisa ala besamech la, af lashon memisa ala besamech la. But it's worse. Just like the hand only could kill with a sword somebody right near. So to the tongue, tamalom rechet shachul lashonam. It's also like an arrow. And you might think, even an arrow is only up to 40, 50 amos. It's even worse. The tongue is more powerful than a sword and than an arrow. And I would say, and in our day and age of the internet, it's the entire world, Lashon Hara. We could kill with our tongue, with our typing, which is our tongue of nowadays, anywhere in the world. So if it goes to the heavens, why do we have to have a comparison to the arrow? It kills like an arrow. Right? Once you send it out, there's no coming back. So what about the comparison to a hand? Right, if you want it, boy chayim belishnei, Rashi says, if you want chayim belishnei, yasok batorah. If you want misa belishnei, yasok Rashi is v'divrei shtus v'nevela. Right, so everything is in the power, the koach ha'adam in the tongue, in the koach ha'dibur, as we know we're called the ruach memalo, protect ourselves and use the koach ha'dibur properly. Okay, again, there's a lot more here. We'll have to stop, Ed Hashem. We will continue next time.